Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Agriculture Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Shaw. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Blake.
Now, another bug that we're going to talk about. We just got done with one bug and moved to the other. New World screwworms, which sounds terrifying.
Yeah, well, we are. We're actually going to move away from, not talk about the fall armyworm, even though there are still damage being done out there. We're going to move away from that, and we are going to talk about the New World screwworm. Actually, the screwworm was eradicated from the United States in the 1960s, and actually it was pushed even south, clear south of Mexico into Central America. And, down there, it's kind of a every year occurrence, okay? That's something they have to deal with. However, in 2023, it was first reported back in Mexico, and since that time, it's been moving northward, and that causes some concerns with the United States and beef production and all livestock production. And the latest report identified the New World screwworm 370 miles south of McAllen, Texas. Now, why is this a big concern? Well, The USDA has estimated that if there would be another New World screwworm outbreak that took place in Texas, it could cost that economy $1.8 billion in livestock death, labor costs, and medications. So it is a big concern, and we are concerned as it moves northward, you know. So what is the New World screwworm? Well, the screwworms are really parasitic flies, and the female lays its eggs on wounds of any warm-bodied animal, okay? Once the eggs hatch, there's hundreds of these larvae, and they use their sharp mouth parts, and they burrow through living flesh, eventually killing the host if it's left untreated. However, let's go back and say most infestations are survivable if treated fairly early, okay? So, you know, the unique thing about the screwworm adults is the females only mate once during their lifetime, while males mate numerous times. And so if you can release sterile males, you'll have a reduction in screwworms. And this has been shown effective. Actually, this is how it was controlled in the 1960s. So recently, the United States announced plans they're going to build another sterile fly facility near Edinburgh, Texas. Mexico's going to plan to build a new facility in southern Mexico. And the only operational facility currently is in Panama City. And so So let's look back to the 1960s. How bad were they here? There are some reports that they weren't really bad here because we're all kind of getting on the northern territory of how far they could fly during a season. But the New World screwworms were present in Kansas prior to eradication. But our winter temperatures are too cold to support year-round fly populations. So they would die off here, and they would have to fly up each year from states to our south, like, you know, southern Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, southern California. Those would be the states they might overwinter in, and they would fly northward. For New World screwworms to become a significant problem again in Kansas, it would first have to reestablish, of course, in those southern states. That hasn't happened. We're a long ways from that happening, okay? But the concern is out there. Probably the primary way screwworms would get into Kansas now would be through an infected animal, one that came in with a had been cut. You know, the maggots were here, and you know that's where we would probably see that new introduction. But you got to remember too, the borders at Mexico are closed, so there's no livestock moving across the border currently because of this New World screwworm. So we're not going to say it's impossible, but if something would happen, if you've seen an injury, a cut, and you've seen maggots in it, what should you do? Well, the first thing you want to do, of course, whenever you get a new livestock, maybe they originated from out of state, is you want to look them over. You want to make sure if you happen to find a cut that has these maggots in it, probably the first thing you want to do is contact Justin Smith. He's the animal health commissioner here in Kansas. His phone number is 785-564-6601. The next thing you want to do would be collect those maggots. You can keep them, preserve them. That's what I want to say. Preserve them in like 70% alcohol. And that way then they can be tested, you know, at the lab. But remember, there's no New World screwworms that have been found in the United States. It's just one of those things that are getting close. But if you have more questions, if you have an interest, you want to find more information out, give me a call at 785-828-4438. And until next time, stay safe.
As they say, fortune favors the prepared. So you got to make sure we're all ready for it if it does indeed happen. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland.